Downtown Bloomington boasts its fair share of smelly, dank, litter-ridden alleys. It takes a special kind of pedestrian to do more than simply walk by these undesirable spots and to instead see them as worthy of documentation. That's the mentality Avi A. Katz brings to his artwork. Thanks to his background in animation and his love of graphic novels, his depictions of Bloomington are fanciful, yet slightly off-kilter. He visited the WFIU studios to speak with Annie Corrigan.
So when I'm looking at your pieces on your website, what I notice is that they're all urban depictions for the most part. Even in Bloomington, and in Bloomington we live in a really beautiful natural setting, but still it's a lot of buildings. So why are you drawn to that?
I feel I can attach myself to a place only through sketching it. Sketching a place gives me the insights of the place and through that discover the town I'm living in. And coming from Tel Aviv, I'm really drawn to things that are messy. And I've discovered that Bloomington is not as messy as Tel Aviv is, but you tuck them away in the alleys. So I was, the first thing I wanted to draw was Kirkwood, and it wasn't messy. It was just Kirkwood with some signs on the sides. And then I discovered the alleys, which were the things I really liked.
Hearing you talk about you seeking out the messy parts of a city makes your art make more sense to me, because I'm looking at it on your website and I see all these little nooks and crannies of downtown that I'd never noticed. And I stop and I look at your art and I think, where is that?
And it happened to me in my Tel Aviv. I did a Tel Aviv exhibition of views from coffee shops. Had a lot of people come in and then start this game you're talking about. Where is this from? Do we know this coffee shop? And I love it that people like discover the place they've been living in, all of a sudden see it from a different point of view, which has a lot to do, I guess, here in Bloomington with me being an outsider, getting a fresh look at Bloomington.
In all of your pieces, if you look closely enough, there's a little squirrel or there's a rabbit or maybe there's a deer off in the corner. So are you putting those in thoughtfully as sort of like a reference to the natural scenes around here?
Yeah. I have a Where's Waldo thing going on. There are animals that you have to look for. I did it for my kids to find the animals in my sketchbook, and then it becomes part of the art. And
I sort of want you to put together like a sheet for when people go to your exhibitions and like in piece number one, find the snail.
In my Waldron exhibition, I put titles. I mean, it sounds random. Like one is called The Snail and the Cardinal. And people who were like, okay, so we see the cardinal, so where's the snail? And you had this thing, it was really fun watching it. And that's a fun way of bringing people into my art, because then all of a sudden they have to stand there for more than just a second and scan closely.
I don't have an artist background, but I know looking at your work that it reminds me of graphic novels and the stuff that I would see in graphic novels. But I can't put to words why. Can you help me put language to what your art looks like?
And I think this connects to why you said it's a different point of view. I am deeply influenced by European graphic novels.
Like, do you pencil and then ink and then color? Is that your process?
I go out with my sketchbook and I sit in front of where I want to, like the spot that I think that is cool. And I sketch in my sketchbook on the spot with blue pencil and pencil, and then I trace it with ink while I'm there. So I come home with a pretty much line work. Then I scan it, and the coloring is done on using Photoshop. So the fun part is the first stuff that I blew up to this size, I was amazed, which proved my theory that every frame in those European graphic novels that I used to look at could be an art piece by itself. You know, I have made the connection between the illustration world, graphic novel world, and the art world. I have moved one medium into the other.
Thanks for coming in. This was awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was lots of fun.
Check out Avi A. Katz's depictions of Bloomington, Tel Aviv, Amsterdam, and Chicago on his website, aviakatz.com. See his work in person at the City Council Chambers through the end of June.